Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. It is a great honor and a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High in the little sanctuary that Yah has set for his people. My name is Morey Obadiah Yisrael of the House of Yisrael, located at 2330 Kemper Lane, and I am your host this evening. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator and the savior of not just Israel, but of the entire world. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge. And Yahweh is our king. And he alone will save us. And this is nothing but the truth. And let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And what will we be discussing this evening? Well, we have an interesting discussion this evening because this is an interesting time. This is the time where many of our people have taken to the streets. Many of our people have stood in lines. Many of our people have cast in this information through the mail. Many of our people said that their voice have not been heard unless they have done this. And what are we talking about? We are talking about voting. And it's such a hot topic, a hot button topic amongst especially our people, because our people are feeling the oppression the most. Our people are being downtrodden the most. Our people are being, our plight is being magnified the most. And we think that, or we're under the impression that, we have to submit and surmise and be submissive unto our enemies to make a difference. We think that our enemies are going to be the one that bring us any relief. And they saying we have to get this oppressor out of office so that we can set up another one. But as Yahweh said, who is blind but my servant, or as deaf as my messenger that I have sent? Because we see many things, but we observe not. And we hear many things, and we hear not. So a lot of our people, and not the ones that are listening to my voice this evening, because most of us have avoided the trap of falling into this mirage, this illusion. And we know that this doesn't benefit our people none at all. But we have plenty of family members, plenty of friends, plenty of associates that will be having this discussion tomorrow, and they will be under the impression that they made a difference. And because you and I didn't go out today and do this, that we didn't. Because our people are under the impression that they're under a democratic society. Well, all you have to do is ask yourself the proper questions. Because to be democratic means you have to be straight down the line. You can't show favor to the left or to the right. Is that being done in captivity today? Absolutely not. In order to be, this is supposed to be a republic where the people are supposed to be the ones that rule. They don't like what these government officials are doing. They're supposed to be voting them out. Well, if this is true, if this is the truth, then ask yourself this question. Were we bought here in a democratic way? Or were we bought here to be oppressed? And the answer is simple. We were brought here oppressed. And have they shown us favor? Have they given us any leniency? And the answer is no. The only leniency, the only mercy, the only favor that we have received is from the Most High. And the Most High has said, when the ways of a man pleases him, that even your enemies shall be at peace. So the only reason why we have any peace, the only reason why we feel like we have any freedom, is not because we done fought and voted for it, not because we done marched for it, but simply because this is the mercy of the Most High. And we're living under these mercies today. But these are the curses that the Most High has placed upon his people. Now you have to ask yourself, if this is a diplomatic republic, then why do you have to specify that Black Lives Matter? If this is a diplomatic republic, then why do you have to create a Black People Party that's totally separate from the Democratic Party, totally separate from the Republican Party? If this is a democratic republic, then why do you not receive the fair shake that other nations receive? Well, you see, you can go to the library, you can go to the internet, or you can go to your scholars, and they not be able to answer these questions because simply, if you haven't sought Yahweh, you won't know these answers. And this is the reason why our people are fighting today. Since our people have a knack for saying that our people died for the right to vote, well, let's see what they're dying for today. Let's see what will be taking place in the streets tonight. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And if you don't have a scripture, I would highly encourage that you grab one. I would highly encourage that you talk to your family members and see if they will want to listen to this. Because all we're here to give you is nothing but the truth. I'm not here to sway. I'm not here to tell you what political party to join, because I know all of that is fantasy. All I'm here to do is give you the truth. And the truth is the word of Yah. And this is what Yahweh has said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, starting at the 47th verse. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 47, it reads, "Because thou serve not Yahweh, your Elohim, with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things, therefore shall you serve thine enemies, which Yahweh shall send against you, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things." So I just seen a video of a sister having a rant saying that if you've been playing 400 years of Monopoly and they keep burning down your pieces every time you prosper, burning down the board game every time you get ahead, you'll never get ahead. And she was frustrated at the information or what the revelation of what she was seeing. But this is what Yahweh has been saying from day one. Yahweh said, "If because we haven't served him with joyfulness, gladness, and the abundance of all things, we're going to serve our enemies." So now you're going to your enemies in hunger. Now you're going to your enemies in thirst. Now you're going to your enemies in nakedness. And you want all things, including justice, including peace, including equity. But Yahweh said, your enemies going to rule over you. And let's see if they're going to give it to you. In verse 49, it says, "Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from far, from the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young." That's right. So they don't care if you Tamir Rice, 12 years old. They'll pull up on you and shoot you down dead in the streets the same way that they would do a Mike Brown. And they would kill you in the streets the same way that they would do an Eric Garner. And they would do you the same way that they would do a Sandra Bland. They would do you the same way that they would do a Breonna Taylor. Because they're not showing you any favor. Why? Not because you're voting. Because you haven't voted. Not because you haven't marched. But because we haven't been serving Yahweh with joyfulness, gladness, and for the abundance of all things. How do you expect your enemy to show you favor when you're not even showing no reverence to your creator? This is what was said in the book of Jeremiah 50. All this oppression that we're going through, the nation saying, "Man, we'll fear not." They turn their backs against their Elohim. So undoubtedly, it don't matter what you did today. You can wear as many stickers and badges as you want to. I know our people went out today and they had their face mask on. And when you took the face mask off of your face, you inhaled the air that Yahweh called to exist. Standing on the earth that Yahweh called to exist. Getting oxygen from the trees that Yahweh made on the third day. So instead of praising him, instead of enjoying and reverencing your Elohim, you out there trying to get Trump out of office. And this is undoubtedly why we're in the plight that we're in today. Because, first of all, our people think that this is a democratic republic. Well, a democratic republic hasn't shown us any type of favor for 400 years. They throw you crumbs, and you act like you got a whole stay of bread. They give you a little sliver of light, and you act like the sun is out. That's how oppressed we are. But our people still thinking that voting is going to bring them a resolution. Well, tell the people of Tulsa, Oklahoma this. Tell the people of Rosewood this. Tell the people that tried to exit with Marcus Garvey this. Tell the people that follow after Islam this, and you will see undoubtedly this hasn't happened for our people. Voting hasn't set you free because you're still not free because you're waiting on your oppressors to have leniency on you instead of seeking mercy from your Elohim. And you're looking towards your oppressor, and our people will try to justify and use patriarchs in the scriptures to justify our people voting for their oppressors. But look at what the true and living Elohim said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter. And in the book of Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter, I'm going to begin to read at the 14th verse. In Deuteronomy 17, verse 14, it reads, "When thou art come unto the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me." See, there's nothing new under the sun. Our people been wanting to set kings over them. You can read that in the book of 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter. And Yahweh told the prophet Samuel what type of king that we will receive, and he told us that it will be an oppressor. And you know what our people said? They still want a king. So Yahweh would never leave something so vital in the hands of his servants, because we sheep and we need a shepherd. And not only do we need just a shepherd, we need a strong shepherd. And Yahweh is our shepherd. That's what I know. That's what Moray Ishai know. That's what Moray Naphtali know. That's what Moray Ishaya know. That's what the servants of Yahweh know. That we need, that Yahweh is our shepherd. And that's what King David know. That's what he led in Psalms 23 with. He said, "Yah is my shepherd, I shall not want." So you know why you want today? You know why you're in need today? Because you're not letting Yahweh be your shepherd. But our people will come into the land, and they will say, "I want to set a king up over me." And let's continue to read. It says, "Like all the nations that are around about me. Because that's what our people still have. They have a monkey see, monkey do mentality. They don't want to do the will of the Most High. They don't want to follow the ways of the Most High. And that's in the ways of Yah. You guys, we got to fear Yah and walk in all his ways. And that's something our people don't want to do. But look at what Yahweh said. It says, "Thou shalt in any wise set him a king over you, whom Yahweh your Elohim shall choose. One from amongst your brethren shall you set king over you. You may not set a stranger over you, which is not your brother." Now, is Biden your brother? Absolutely not. Is Trump your brother? Absolutely not. Kanye West is your brother, but he's sleep as it gets, and he ain't even coming close. That's why Yahweh took it out of our hands. That's why Yahweh said, don't do it. Because Yahweh said that it's a king whom he have chosen. And we're going to see why voting is vanity. We're going to see why trying to elect these politicians are altogether vain. Because Yahweh has already chosen the one that's going to rule. But turn with me to the book of Exodus, the third chapter. Because we're in a democratic republic. That's what they would give us under the oppression of. I mean, isn't that what they taught us in school? Didn't they teach us to pledge allegiance to the flag and to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all? And we haven't seen none of this. That's in the speeches. But they angry when you don't stand for the flag. No matter how much your people get murdered in the streets, they still gonna say, you still got to stand for the flag. No matter how much the police is murdering your children, your mother, your father, your uncle, your sisters, your brothers, your aunts, your cousins, your nieces, your nephews, they still gonna say, yeah, but not all cops are bad. Some of them are good. But they not saying nothing when the bad ones are out here murdering our people. But I thought we in a diplomatic, I thought we in a democratic republic. You think in a democratic republic that you got to emphasize charges being brought up for them slaying your people on the streets? Absolutely not. See, Yahweh said you will be ruled over your enemy, by your enemy. And when your enemy rule over you, he showed even his tender mercies are cruel. Because he's not going to deal with you wisely. He going to deal with you wickedly. And anytime Yahweh has sent us into captivity, Yahweh didn't send us into captivity to participate in the political system so we could be just like the Egyptians, so we could be just like the Americans. No, Yahweh is showing the world his salvation. And Yahweh has sent his salvation. And that's when people, that's when our people have received true freedom. It's through Yahweh's salvation. Turn with me to in the book of Exodus, the third chapter. And the reason I read that Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter, the reason why I'm reading this Exodus, the third chapter, is because we got one manner of law. The scriptures also say that Yahweh don't change. The grass withereth, the flower fades, but the word of Yahweh shall stand forever. So these testimonies, they stand forever. If Yahweh wanted us to vote our way out of freedom, you would have seen the testimony of so. If you was going to have an oppressor come above you and release you from the oppression, then Yahweh would have gave a testimony of so. But you don't see this. I haven't seen it. And our people voting and marching, and they're not seeing it. But instead, look at how Yahweh deals when we in the midst of our oppressors. In the book of Exodus, the third chapter, I will begin to read at the 16th verse. And Exodus 3 and 16 reads, go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Yaakov appeared unto me saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. Yahweh said, I done seen what's done to you in Egypt. I know they're not showing you no favor. I know they're not giving you no leniency. I know this. And I seen this. And I heard your cries. And we're going to see how Yahweh deal with this. Is he going to say, well, all you got to do is gather up the children of Israel. Gather them up all together and have them vote. And when the Pharaoh see that they tired of the oppression by the voting, they go set them free. We go see if this is a testimony. In verse 17, it says, and I have said, I will bring you out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Well, hold on. This doesn't look like Yahweh is telling us to stay in captivity. This looks like Yahweh showing his salvation by taking his people out of captivity. But let's continue reading, because I could be wrong. And it says, and they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the kings of Egypt, and you shall say unto him, Yahweh Elohim of the Hebrews have met with us. And now let us go, we beseech you, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to Yahweh our Elohim. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, not by a mighty hand. So Yahweh said, you're going to come to the Pharaoh. You're going to tell him the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov have commanded that we be set free. And you know what it said? He surely won't let you go. And this is exactly what you've done today when you went out and voted. You went out and voted and said, I want justice. I want peace. I want some mercy. I want some loving kindness. Man, just give me my 40 acres and mule like you promised to my forefathers. And Yah said, they surely not going to let you go. Not at all. Because the salvation you seeking is not of Yah. It is from your oppressors. And let's continue reading. And it says in verse 20, and I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go out empty. So Yahweh said, when the nations see my salvation, when I poured out my holy arm unto the nation, then they're going to show you favor. Then they're going to show you, they're going to let you go with your substance. But Yahweh not going to let us get no reparation here, because we're not going to do nothing but give it right back to our oppressors. I give you $100 million today. I seen a post on social media, and it says, if you hit the lottery for $900 million, would you tithe the $90 million? And it was Israelites that were saying, no. What they would do is they would get Knessers and houses, but that's not for you to make that choice. That doesn't even belong to us. The tenth belongs unto Yah. It's holy. That means it's gone even when it's in our hands. It's gone. That don't belong to us. But you'll pay your taxes, federal and state. So you can acquiesce to the requests of your enemies, but when it comes to Yahweh, you got to think about it. And this mentality is why we are in the snares of oppression like we are. But Yahweh didn't send us to go vote and participate in the political system. Someone told me that Esther was a part of the political system. No, Esther was a servant of Yahweh. She was promoted to queen. If it wasn't for the acts that she did, standing in the gap, they were trying to destroy Israel. And that's what they're trying to do today. Isn't that what it says in Psalms, the 83rd chapter? They have taken crafty counsel and consulted against our hidden ones, that the name of Israel be in remembrance no more. Do the vast majority of our people know the name of Israel? No. Do the vast majority of our people know that we punish for not serving Yahweh? Absolutely not. But they will tell you that your people died for you to vote. And all they're doing is giving you one hand of the oppressor to trade down for the other hand of the oppressor. But this is not what Yahweh sent his servants, his messengers to do. Be like, you, whatever you do as an individual, that's your prerogative. You can ignore everything I'm saying. You can ignore everything we're saying. And you can say, I don't care what you say, I'm going to vote. Well, that's your choice. But one thing you will not hear is me encouraging that behavior. Because I know what this is. I know that this is not something that Yahweh has ordained for our people to participate in or do. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the fourth chapter. Now, our people are spiritually asleep. So today, Jacob, I can understand why you're going out and voting. I can understand why you participate in the political system, because you don't know what you have. So you don't think that you have anything. You have to work within the system. That's what you are under the impression of. But for the people that claim that they don't believe and understand that Yahweh is Elohim, why in the world are you out there voting? Why are you entrenched and worried about who's going to get in the office? This don't have nothing to do with us. But in the book of Exodus, the fourth chapter, I'm going to begin to read at the 21st verse, because this is what Yahweh is about. It says, "And Yahweh said unto Moses, when you go to return into Egypt, see that thou do all these wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand, but I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith Yahweh, Yisrael is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto the Levite, I say unto you, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even that firstborn." See, this is the salvation of Yahweh. You can't get this by voting. You can't get this by marching. Here it is that you out here voting. You don't even see that the will of Yah is in the midst of this earth today. It's a full-blown pestilence that's on the earth today. Countries are being shut down. They had just opened up. Now they're being reshut because the pestilence is getting high in number. Here in the state of Ohio, Cincinnati, where we're located, we almost at the highest peak of how high you could get on how fast this pestilence is spreading. It's put everything on hold. It's docked ships. It's landed planes. It's caused economically straining because businesses have to shut their doors because they can't get a hold of this pestilence. But our people, what is voting going to do to remove this pestilence? Whoever becomes president, Pharaoh, senator, judge, whatever position, what can they do about this pestilence? What can they do about the economic bleeding that's happened to our communities? The social bleeding, the oppression. All they do is make speaking points and promises that they have no intentions on keeping. That's all they participate in doing. Because it's not for your gain, it's for our gain. And they'll sit there and they'll say, well, you have to hold them responsible. Well, how are you going to hold them responsible once they're already in there? The job already done. They're already in there, baby. If they don't do nothing for you, there ain't nothing you can do about it. You just got to wait 2 years, 4 years. That's if you even around. But this is not how Yahweh shows the world his salvation. Yahweh never said his salvation is going to come by voting. Yahweh never said that his salvation is going to come by his people going out and participating in the politics of Babylon. No, Yahweh came and said, let my son go. He sent messengers to say, let my son go. And that if you won't let my son go, I'll slay your son, even your firstborn. Because when Yahweh shows his salvation, it's not just local. It's not just state. It's worldwide, all over the earth. See, some parts of the country, they don't care less that it's election day. But they know about this pestilence. They know what it's done to their country. And if it's not this pestilence that's affected them, it may be another pestilence. It may be a wildfire. It may be murder hornets. It may be just some other pestilence that just haven't touched the shores of America yet. But whatever the pestilence is, it's not Yahweh telling our people to go out and vote their way out. And this is why this is not the ways of Yah. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. And then the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the very first verse, it reads, "And Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yahweh thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." Don't you see Yahweh's plan of salvation is always to bring his people out of the house of bondage? Yahweh didn't bring us into captivity and say, okay, I'm going to ingratiate and incorporate you in the captivity. And then they're going to show you peace. Then they're going to show you mercy. Then they're going to start showing you favor. No. If you're walking around with the name of Israel, do you know what that means? That means as a prince who has power with Elohim and with man and has prevailed. Now, how in the world are you going to ever prevail if you're not taking Yahweh into war with you? If you're not taking Yahweh into consideration? If you're not taking Yahweh, if you ain't taking Yahweh in the voter box, then what you did was altogether vain. And you know that you didn't take Yahweh into the voter box with you because you can't show a testimony where Yahweh ever said to vote for your oppressor. Matter of fact, that's a result of voting. You get oppressors. You get people ruling over you that's showing you no favor. Because you're doing the same thing that's the testimony in scriptures. It says man looks on the outward appearance, but Yahweh judged the heart. And we can't see the workers of the heart, but Yahweh does. So instead of consulting, not with the Democratic Party, not with the Republican Party, how come we not consulting with the Most High? How come we not counseling with our brothers and sisters that serve the Most High? But no, that seems too much like the right thing. But Yahweh said, we got to turn to him. If we want to be saved, we have to turn to him if we want to be redeemed. Otherwise, we just walking in vain. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter. Because you know why you're voting every 4 years? You know why you're voting every 2 years? It's because none of these men that's been set up have been doing what Yahweh has commanded them to do. Have been doing what Yahweh has instructed them to do. And the scripture says that Yahweh requires that which is past. Well, what did Yahweh do in the past to show you that when you disobey the words of the Most High, you lose your position? In the book of 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter, and the 13th verse, it reads, "And Samuel said to Saul, you have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandments of Yahweh." It looked like he talking to Trump. It looked like he talking to Bush. It looked like he talking to Obama. It looked like he talking to Kennedy. It looked like he talking to all these leaders that's been set up. It says, "You have not kept the commandments of Yahweh, your Elohim, which he commanded you. For now would Yahweh have established your kingdom upon Israel forever." That's all you have to do. Is do what Yahweh commanded you to do. Do the will of the Most High, and your throne will be established forever. That's what you need to be looking for. Not this temporary mess that they parading in front of us today. And in verse 14, it says, "But now thy kingdom shall not continue. Yahweh have sought him a man after his own heart. And Yahweh commanded him to be captain over his people, because you have not kept that which Yahweh commanded you." And this is the man that got established and set up forever. And that's King David. A man after the Most High's own heart. Now ask yourself, when you went into that voter's box, when you stood in those lines, were you seeking a man that had a heart like unto Yahweh? Or were you just seeking a man that's not going to talk to you as cruel as this man set up is? Walk in the ways and show you that he has no concern for your well-being. See, our people just want smooth words, slick talk, all talk and no action. And they like the way the politicians promise them a bunch of stuff, but don't do nothing. And they talk all big and bad, and like they're going to puff their chest out, and don't nothing happen. Absolutely nothing. Now, my reason to anybody, my plea to anybody that say that they serve Yah, how in the world could you serve the Most High, the true and living Elohim, but go out and vote for these politicians, when most of these politicians are shrouded with idolatry? They're encamped with idolatry. They receive millions upon millions of dollars from idol worshipers. And they participate in this idol worship. These are the people that's so-called making the laws. These are the people that's so-called enforcing the laws. And these are the people that are acting out the laws. How could you participate? Listen, you know, most of these days, people complaining because of the Supreme Court just elected another a woman to be a Supreme Court judge. You know, she's a part of a Christian organization. And they were talking about how 9 members are Catholic. And that doesn't shock me, because the biggest religion on the face of this earth is Christianity. But it all spawns out of the Catholic Church. So don't think because you call yourself a Christian or a Unitarian or Episcopalian or Baptist or Methodist, don't think that you still not following after idolatry. Don't think that these people that set up are not doing work for their idols and moving in the spirit of their idols. If you don't believe this, then turn with me to the book of Romans, the 13th chapter. Get it here. Here we go. All right, Romans. Romans, the 13th chapter. In the book of Romans, the 13th chapter. Now, this is the New Testament. Now, even though they done made rules saying it's a separation between church and state, you know that they don't implement that. Because if it was a separation between church and state, you wouldn't have to dignify yourself by separating and saying that you are all Christian. You would just say, look, I'm a public servant. But they specify this because they want to let you know that their doctrine is ruled by their idol. So they amendments, their laws is going to be by their idol. In the book of Romans, the 13th chapter, and the first verse, it says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. The higher powers. Let's continue reading. For there is no power but of God, and the powers that are ordained of God. And whosoever therefore resists the powers resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. So why in the hell are you out there marching? And you call yourself a Christian. I seen a documentary, and a man said the God came down and talked to him. He was a part of the Black Lives Matter movement. And he went to the Trump rally, and he pulled him up on stage. Now, this man saying God talked to him. And he knew he had to speak. And when he got the microphone in his hand, did he edify Yah? Did he glorify Yah? No. The first thing he did was he grabbed the mic. He said, I'm a Christian. And the whole crowd started applauding. Oh, they started cheering it up. And he says, I'm a black man. And they eating this up. But I'm like, I thought you said God talked to you. And you didn't even think, you didn't even consider to sanctify Yahweh of hosts? Sanctify the Creator? No, they didn't. He didn't. And our people participate and don't. So my question to our people that claim they know the Creator, how in the world would you participate in a system where it's people that's even going by this doctrine? So it's telling you not to resist the powers, because that's of God. So when they shooting you down in the streets, why are you participating in the marches? Why are you participating in the voting? This is of God anyway. Can't if they shoot a 12-year-old down in the street? Don't care if they shoot a sister down in her bed that sleep. This is of God. And when you participate in the political system, you put the check mark on this nonsense. You're standing side by side next to this garbage. Because how can I justify standing in the voter's box, voting, and someone right next to me serves someone that's not Yahweh? But I'm going to try to school them and look at them like they stupid. Like, hey, you an idol worshiper. But like, yeah, but you was in the voter box voting right with me. So what you here for? This is confusion. Don't let Babylon pull the rag over your eyes and have you thinking that this is the way of Yah, because it's not. Turn with me to the book of Matthews, the 5th chapter. Because we're in a democratic system, right? But none of the people live in your community. None of the people are going through your plight. None of the people are empathizing and sympathizing with you. They have to double down on the system. They're killing our people. The police is shooting our people down in the streets, and no politician would stand up and just openly condemn these bad cops. They don't. No one is saying, look, if anybody that gets shot suspicious, you automatically going to get suspended, and you automatically getting locked up, and we're going to prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law, because this killing black people, it's got to stop. Because we're in a democratic republic, for God's sakes. We can't behave like this. Like, even if you're lying, at least you will pretend like you're standing for something. But they won't even show you that dignity. They won't even give you that decency, because they don't care. Because they follow after a man that say nonsense like this in the book of Matthews, the 5th chapter. The 43rd verse, it reads, you have heard it have been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Man, you bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And you pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain upon the just and the unjust. What in the world are they talking about? It say the fear of Yahweh is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. And this fool is telling you to love your enemies. He's telling you to bless them that curse you. Don't march when they shoot you down in the streets. Bring them a fruit basket. This man that got shot by this police officer that got shot by Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, he's being sued by the police officer. Well, according to this book, not only are they supposed to give him the money he's suing for, but they say, hey, here's $4 or $5 million. Here, matter of fact, take the settlement. Because they go on by a doctrine that speaks oppression. They serve in the God of oppression. So how in the world are they going to ever bring us any peace? Since these politicians are supposed to be a representation of the people, right? They're supposed to represent the people. This is the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Well, what God are you serving? You're not serving the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Because the wisdom of Yahweh lets you know the fear of Yahweh is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. And this man saying, love your enemies. This man telling you, don't resist evil. This man telling you, hate your parents. And you will go out and try to participate and put people in office that stand under this doctrine. What in the world are we doing? Who is blind but Yahweh's servant? And that's why these men's thrones are not set forever. That's why they're temporary. 2 years. 4 years, but it's not permanent. Because when Yahweh establishes you, it's permanent. When Yahweh establishes you, it's fixed. Why in the world would I go out and vote for Biden? Why in the world would I go and vote for Trump and vote for any of these clowns when if I say I've served Yahweh? And look at what the true and living Elohim said in the book of Psalms, the 89th division. Excuse me. And in the book of Psalms 89, I'm going to start reading at the 19th verse. Now, if you're going to vote, this is the type of man that you should be voting for. In Psalms 89, verse 19, it says, then thou spakest in a vision to thy Holy One, and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, and my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the sons of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, you are my Father, my Elohim, and the rock of my salvation. And also, I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. Higher than the kings of the earth. So no matter what president, what judge, what senator, what mayor, what governor you trying to set up, Yahweh said this man will be higher than the kings of the earth. So your most chief man, he going to be chief over them. So what are we doing? What are we participating in? What are we trying to say? That our oppressors has a better way than Yahweh? That the oppressor has a better man than Yahweh? What exactly are we saying? What exactly are we showing the Most High? Well, we're showing the Most High that we rebellious and we stiff-necked and hard-hearted. And this is why we're in captivity today. And I don't care if it's Biden. I don't care if it's Clinton. I don't care if it's Obama. I don't care if it's Joe Blow. No man gonna redeem us. Not because I say so, but because Yahweh has said so. And we just trying to resist the Most High. And that's the reason why we're going through the plight that we're going through today. Look at what Yahweh said in the book of Hosea, the fourth chapter. Excuse me, that's Hosea, the third chapter. Yes, that's the truth. The Most High says the ox knows his owner and the ass his master's crib. But my people don't know, yea, they don't consider We're not even considering what we're doing. You just realize what we just read. Yahweh said that he going to call King David his firstborn. Yahweh said that he anointed King David with his holy oil. Yahweh said that he made him his firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. But yet you went out to go get a sticker. And look at what the true and living Elohim said. In Hosea, the third chapter, fourth verse, it says, "For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king and without a prince and without a sacrifice and without an image and without an ephod and without a teraphim. And afterwards shall the children of Israel return and seek Yahweh their Elohim and David their king, and shall fear Yahweh and his goodness." This is what Yahweh said he's going to do. So don't say that you participate in the vote because you're doing the will of Yah. Because if you were doing the will of Yah, you would stand back and be patient and wait patiently for your Elohim, because you know that his salvation is near to come and his righteousness is to be revealed. But instead, we want to be stubborn. We want to be hard-hearted. We want to be stiff-necked and not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh. So I don't care who you vote for in individual states, countries, because look at what Yahweh said in the book of Isaiah, the ninth chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the ninth chapter, and the sixth verse, it reads, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty Elohim, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And most of our people will stop right there, CC. It's talking about Yahawashiach right there. Talk about JC right there. No, it say you got to go line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. The very next verse, which happens to be the seventh verse, seven represents Yah's peace, Yah's rest. It says, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forevermore. The zeal of Yahweh shall do this." Or the zeal of Yahweh will perform this. Yahweh is the one that does this. Yahweh is the one that will do this. Not you, not me. So if you went out and voted today, you went and voted for altogether vanity. If you're tired of the oppression, if you're tired of seeing your people suffer, then do what your Elohim commanded you to do and keep the commandments. Confirm his testimonies. And if his testimonies is this, go out and vote. Yahweh said this in the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. Because if you want to see your community improve, if you want to see things improve, then do what your Elohim commanded you to do. Now, am I saying that it's against the law to go out and vote? I'm not saying that it's against the law. I'm saying it's against the testimonies of Yahweh. Because you can't show a testimony why people voted themselves out of oppression. Scriptures let you know that Yahweh rules in the kingdom of men. So what it is showing is our rebelliousness. What it is showing is our revolting. Because what we're saying is, "Nah, Yahweh, you're not going to save me. I'm going to save myself. I'm going to create a shortcut." And that's not the truth. That's not the way that Yahweh has set up. And that's not what Yahweh is saying. In the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter and the 5th verse, it reads, No, in the fourth verse, it says, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. It says, build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city, what I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto Yahweh for it, for in the peace thereof you shall have peace. Nowhere in this do Yahweh say go vote. And there's plenty of ways to seek the peace of the city. You seek the peace of the city by doing verse 4 and 5 and 6. Because you're confirming the words of your Elohim. You're doing the commission and will of your Elohim. If Yahweh wanted us to vote, then we would be out there. We got a sanctuary. If Yahweh wanted us to vote, we'd just be like, look, you come to the sanctuary at 2300 Kipper Lane and come vote. And we get you some food, get you a sticker, get you some essentials. Hey, you can even get on the radio and say you voted. No, because this is not the will of the Most High. No, this is just the rebellious of us. Well, our people going to be glued to their television screens. Our people are going to be on the internet all night and all day. And they're going to be waiting to see which oppressor have prevailed. Well, after you done stayed up all night, after you done had those cups of coffee, after you done got done arguing with your family and friends because they didn't vote in the way that you voted, you're going to see what's taking place. And it's this in the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. And in the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, and the 20th verse, it reads that the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we still are not saved. For the hurt of the daughters of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment has taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physicians there? Then why not is the health of the daughters of my people recovered? So you're going to be asking yourself, Biden got in. We still not free. We still complaining. We still murmuring. We still oppressed. What happened to all these promises? Let's stop waking up with this egg on our face and humble ourselves and not be trying to seek captivity's mercy, but seek the mercy of the true and living Elohim. Because Yahweh said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will heal their land. Then I will hear their cries and I will heal their land. Man, we're trying to go to Jerusalem. That's why it says in the last scripture, Psalms 136. Excuse me, 137. Psalms 137. In the book of Psalms 137 and verse 6, it reads, if I do not remember you, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem over my chief joy. So what you worried about what happens in Babylon? I care about what happened in Babylon as long as my people is here, my family's here. But as far as the long continuance, this has been nothing but an instrument of affliction to our people. But Yahweh said, look towards the city where Yahweh placed his name at. That's Jerusalem. Yahweh said that he's going to rejoice in his people. Yahweh done already set up a righteous king. And Yahweh is our king. Yahweh said we just follow him and do his law, confirm his testimonies, and he will cover us. So I don't have to go out and vote. I don't have to get into it with my brothers and sisters about why you voted for Trump or Biden, because I know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is my Elohim, and I know that they're all oppressors. And if you want to get this oppression off of you, if you want to alleviate the plight of your people, then today didn't mean absolutely nothing of the fact that you went into a voter's box, because it's not going to relieve any oppressor. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and you'll see that we not saved, because it's not man that's going to redeem us. It's the true and living Elohim, whose name is Yahweh, our Elohim. That's who we vote for today. That's who we vote for and praise every day, because his throne is not going anywhere. And the king that he's promised to us, his throne's not going anywhere. So let's humble ourselves and consider, are we standing with Yah, or are we standing with our oppressors? And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom.
Yeah. Live free. Come on. Full tribe.